Welcome to chapter number 8, project tracking. So far we have gone through the different developmental stages, right, from planning, defining the requirements, scope, and then setting for planning. We have planned the project, and now we are actually delivering or developing the various stages of projects. So it may take pretty long time, depending on type of project or what is the complexity of the project, which are the aspects we have to think, manpower, any other resources. So we have to coordinate so many things in the project. Now in that case, the most important task of the project manager is project tracking. So project tracking is, by definition, is the process of checking the status and progress made in the project from time to time. And we have to match it with the plan. See, we have already estimated something, we have planned something, and how is our progress going ahead of that? Or it is lagging. So that is what we have to ensure, time to time. Now that preliminary, what is the requirement to judge whether the project is on track, as per the schedule, as per the plan, that is what is the ultimate objective of this tracking. So progress monitoring, verifying against the plan, is the basic objective of project tracking. Now, there are n number of multiple purposes that we can serve through project tracking. First important thing is to evaluate the status of the task with respect to the schedule and plan. So every task, we know that there is something called work breakdown structure. So entire work we already divided into different small tasks. And we have to check whether these tasks are completed, fulfilled as per the requirement, as per the timeline, as per the cost. That is what we have to verify at time to time. And that is what is done. That is the first purpose. Next, to evaluate the status of each milestone and the project as a whole with respect to the plan again. So milestone is something which is well defined, targeted, level of the project. So we know down the line, 3 months, 2 months, what should be the outcome or the measurable outcome or measurable objectives that we want to verify, which are milestones and which we already defined in our plan, project plan. Now we have to verify. That is what is done through tracking. Next purpose is to judge the extent of progress and made since the last tracking meeting. So, since we are going to track it over a period, we have to define the frequency, maybe quarterly or maybe 1 monthly or maybe even fortnightly. So, we have to see the progress. So, every progress is a indication of how far we have reached and how we have gone from one stage to the next stage. So, in terms of percentage, we can say that of the total progress we have achieved, that is what we can monitor. We can even have some sort of dashboard where we can publish that, and the people or stakeholders can even monitor that. So that can be one of the objective or the purpose of the tracking. Next, to evaluate the extent of carryover work from this period to the next. So many time we define certain stage wise landmarks or some objectives. Out of that, maybe 80% we have met, and not 10%, 20% left out. So it will going to be accumulated in the next stage. So we have to take that into consideration when we are going ahead. So that part also we can verify at this stage. Next purpose can be to evaluate how the period gone by has taken the project closer to the goal. So again, the same aspect, that how we are moving ahead in the final objective or the final closer time of the project as per the timeline, and how far we are done. So in terms of percentage, so that we can monitor, verify, and then even publish. Then to calculate the new asking rate so as to stay on course with the reference to the overall schedule of the goal. This is something very important. So we have estimated something, we have scheduled and planned something, but many time due to certain things, it is lagging. So productivity may not be as what we are expecting. And that is why there is something called asking rate, just like cricket match. As overs are getting exhausted, your asking rate goes high. So we have to improve this rate, run rate, something like that. The asking rate is the productivity. So in order to meet the schedule time and the cost or maybe the commitments, we have to check whether our present productivity or the deliveries are good enough, or we have to enhance that, accelerate that. That is what we can check. Then check the status of the critical items identified during the previous period. So when you review or periodically track, we know there are certain things which are critical aspect of the project. And last time we have faced that issues in the previous maybe review or maybe verification or the identification, and those critical items, whether we have fulfilled and we are overcome that problems, or we are carrying on, or how to deal with that, that we can take a decision through the tracking. Even we can detect new risk and new critical areas futuristically, like what can be the possible risk. The risk assessment is a part and parcel of tracking, we can say, so that accordingly we have to future plans can be modified to meet that risk, to mitigate that risk, right? Time wise we have to align it so that we cannot lead to the big risk. That is what we have to take care. So after going through the purpose of overall project tracking, let us see what can be the reasons which can lead to the project lag or lead, we can say that way. Mainly the lag which is concerned, right? First major mistake we might have done, that unrealistic deadline established by someone outside the software development team. Because somebody which not experienced, who doesn't understand the resources, the productivity of your team, the complexity of the project, availability of the resources and the suppliers, efficiency, all those aspects is not known to the person who has estimated it, who might have underestimated unrealistic deadline, timeline, or even cost. That can be one of the issue which can produce a project late. Second factor can be a changing customer requirement, which are not supposed to be, because we have to freeze at the initial stage only. But most of the projects are dynamics, things are coming up, new business objectives are there, or new business dynamics are there, and we have to meet that. So customer requirements is agile and we have to dynamically attend that. So that way also it reflects into your changes. So of course we have to absorb the changes, meeting the other guidelines as well as timelines. Okay, so that is a challenge, but we have to meet that. And honest underestimation of the amount of efforts or the number of resources that will be required to the job. Again, the same as first point, because of some sort of improper estimation, improper process of estimation, underestimation about the amount required, amount of effort required rather, and the resources required, which is not done with the required amount of study or involvement, and it leads to the underestimation, and that is again a problem because of which project delayed. Predict or unpredictable risks that we are not considered when the estimation is done. So there are many uncertainties, risks and there, and probably we have to take that into consideration during estimation. And we might have missed that. That may lead to the, again, project late or project lag. So we have to take into consideration of that. So when project commence, we should think of that all risk and take into account while estimating it. Technical difficulties that could not have been foreseen in the advance. Like suppose some machinery which required at the time of project development, some software is required or some hardware required, or their failures or their availabilities, that may lead to the unforced we can see that delay, which is 4C. We can't avoid that. And we have not estimated that at that time when we have planned it. So unforeseen situation, we have to meet that. Human difficulty that could not have been foreseen in advance. Again, human is the most critical factor, unpredictable. People live in between. What estimated productivity we have during the planning may not be met by the existing team. So your timeline or your outcomes are not that as we are expected. And again, it may lead to the delay. Miscommunication among the project staff that result in the delay. That is again very important. We have one chapter on the communication part. There are many time due to misunderstanding. People waste time on doing something and then realize, oh, this is not required. We have spent so many hours on that. And now it has become scrap. Okay. So that is a complete waste of time and efforts and money. So that is due to mere misunderstanding. So communication very, very critical. And everybody in sync, that is what is most important. The failure by project management to recognize the project is failing behind the schedule and lack of action to correct the problem. This is very, very critical because that is what this chapter is, the project tracking. If you are not monitoring the project periodically, as per the complexity of the project, the project team, the scope of the project, and the number of people involved, we have to increase the frequency so that you ensure that corrective action taken there and there itself. It should not lead to the further problems, and that is what we have to take care of. And that is why tracking is very, very crucial. Now, what we have to track means what exactly tracking means. As we define, it is a verification against the plan. What is going on in present tense and what we have planned in past. Okay. The task schedule during the period being reviewed and their status with reference to the schedule. The accumulation of tasks completed till date and from the last milestone. So that is the first point we have to review. In the last review, up to what level or up to what milestone we have achieved through the project, that we have to verify. What is still remain and we are lagging in certain areas, that we have to identify. And we have to cumulatively, means progressively, we have to check how the things are progressing. Tasks which are pending from the previous period. The first priority should be given what was the pending issues, pending factors in the previous review. And that is should not kept pending for further delay. Then tasks to be undertaken in the coming period after the tracking meeting. So what is immediate tasks which are to be handled and their priorities, their sequencing, all this should be verified in the tracking meet. Then dependency of this task with earlier tasks. So we know that in critical path method as well as PERT, we try to see the dependency of the tasks. You remember when we discuss about PERT and chart critical path analysis, when we estimate the time. So the dependency of the task, see, certain tasks cannot be accomplished without the previous task being completed. So that dependency we have to verify. The preparedness, readiness to undertake the next set of tasks. So proactively, you should be ensuring that whatever the next task or upcoming process that we have to take care, are you prepared for that in terms of all resources? Everything in line with that? That is what you have to see during tracking meet. Efforts and costs expanded on the tasks which were undertaken during the past period. So we have to highlight the particular areas or tasks on which we are exceeding the efforts and cost, so that we can identify those areas, how we can do the cost cutting or maybe some improvisation, so that further exploration of cost and efforts can be minimized or limited. So that is again very important objective during tracking. comparison of efforts and costs with respect to the plan efforts and costs and reason for the deviation. So always we have something, we have planned, we have estimated, and now actually what is happening? So we have something planned and now actual. So we can compare how we are deviating with respect to that. Within the tolerance is okay, but beyond tolerance, we need corrective action. So that is what we have to ensure there during tracking. Critical items identified during the past tracking meetings and the status of the corrective action initiated for them. This is again improvisation, feedback, sort of whatever left out, critical areas which are identified during the past meeting, whether that is first being corrected before going ahead, and what is the status of that? That is to be verified before going for the next track meeting or looking at the future objectives. So this is what basically we are having a profile of the tracking, what we want to check as a checklist. These are the pointers which should be covered in the tracking meet. Now, in order to measure something, we have to build a matrix. So in order to measure our project progress against the plan, we have to define certain parameters which are defined here. First thing is size. So size is size about the project overall scope in terms of efforts, in terms of time, in terms of money. So all this proportionate to the project scope is going to be proportionate to this project scope. If the project scope itself going to differ by 20%, 25%, obviously my project size is going to expand. Proportionally, everything going to expand. So we have to ensure that my project scope is not deviating within a tolerance limit. Otherwise, I have to see that I have to replan everything. That is the first factor we have to ensure that. Next is the efforts. To judge the amount of effort put in, this is the plan. So your effort calculation, work out for efforts required at different objectives or different processes. Efforts in terms of development, efforts in terms of resource arrangement, coordination, all those plans we have already worked out or we have estimated. Against which, now what has happened? Whether that efforts are sufficient enough or not adequate, that way you can compare. So that is one matrix element to verify whether the things are as per the plan or not. Most important thing is time, because the project has got timeline and we have to try to maintain that schedule. So any slippage in the time, perhaps related to various other factors due to many factors, maybe human beings, maybe electricity failure, or maybe as simple as that certain issues, local issues. Okay, so all those matters we have to ensure we are having timeline against which anything we are going deviating very much from that what we have decided, then we have to really require a very corrective action so that we always pull in back our project within the limits of tolerance of time. Then the same thing is applicable for cost, because deviation of cost is also a concern for any stakeholders, project, mainly project stakeholders, okay, for that business point of view. So that is what is another concern. And cost mainly consumed by various factors, resources, human beings, machinery, material. So all those resources we have to verify. What we have estimated in terms of cost, and now any deviation is there. Okay, like for a simple example, dollar price against rupees, a change, it is going to affect in some way, right? So that risk is there. So that risk we have to consider while tracking how much we are deviating. Okay, we are buying something, we are importing something, and probably that major element is a dollar price, and that is going to deviate, and accordingly my cost is going to change. So whether we have to take into that consideration, that is one thing, that matrix you can element that you can contribute. Next is the quality. Judge whether the work product delivered are of desired quality. So we may be following some standard, international standard or local standard. So we should have some checklist or quality requirements documented, and we have a quality team which ensure it is not mere testing. It is something beyond that. It is ensuring the quality of entire process, not only the product. So whatever delivered is as per the reference quality. That is what is the objective of this particular matrix. So you can have quality matrix against which you can verify. People matrix, this is also very important. Whether people are delivering, performing as what is expected, their efficiency is good enough, whether their productivity is sufficient enough so that we can meet the timeline. Then second factor, time wasters like meetings, absenteeism, okay, so their motivation, that may be one of the thing, drives, people drives, that we have to check as a manager, right? So those all elements we're going to ultimately contribute to the progress of the project. So that is why we have to focus on this. So these are some metrics which are important when you are tracking the projects.